Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. This is Ken Morris, Director of Marketing for Zoomer Worldwide. And certainly glad that you are joining in, because this is going to be a great health education call tonight. And as many of you know, this is a call that we do twice a month, first and third Thursdays of every single month. And as I mentioned a moment ago, this is a live call, but we do record this call. So remember, you can always access the recording of this and many other calls like this right through Zuma's back office. Simply log into the back office at zuma.com. Enter your password and credentials. You simply go up to the top marketing tools tab and then simply click on the weekly calls training tab. And you'll be able to access a great wealth of awesome health education information like you're about to get tonight. And, you know, tonight we're going to be talking about a very important topic, one that quite honestly is affecting far more people than anybody would probably realize. In fact, if you're listening into this call tonight and you're one of those individuals who experiences of digestive challenges or problems, or if you're one of those people who has an overabundance of allergies, or maybe you feel lethargic on a regular basis, especially if it is allergy season, or you eat certain types of foods, or you're just a person who is really concerned about your overall health and well-being, tonight is definitely a good call to be on, because we're going to be talking about some very important information. In fact, it's going to be tying into a brand new Zuma product that will soon be released. And I am not your lead trainer tonight. I get to be partnered with a lady who I've grown to know and love over the years. She's been a longtime Zuma member. She's a member of Zuma's Scientific Advisory Board. She's also a board-certified naturopathic doctor. She is somebody who spends her days each day of the week helping individuals just like you and I achieve more abundance in their life in many areas, including and especially in their health. So this is part of her love and her passion of what she does. She loves to help people, and I'm always thrilled when she's got a little time in her schedule to join us on this call tonight. So I want to make sure she's on the line with me. Dr. Melissa, are you out there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I appreciate you being on the call tonight with us.
Yes. I'm so glad you can hear me. That's the hardest part of the call, not knowing if I'm actually on.
You are on. You're coming through loud and clear. So for those of you who might be new in Zuma, I know we've got a lot of new Zuma members that have been joining over the last few months. This is Dr. Melissa Bennett. She is a member of Zuma's team and certainly a long-term user of Zuma's products. And she's going to be talking tonight about a new topic, because it's going to tie into a brand new Zuma product. So Dr. Melissa, I know you've got a great wealth of information to share with us tonight. I'm going to let you take the lead on the call.
Yes. Well, it's always so nice to provide information to Zuma members regarding many different health topics. And as you said, this is an exciting call because of the launch of a new formula that we're coming out with. And I love probiotics. I use them in my practice as a foundational product along with the X2O sachets. And when I say foundational products, I usually will recommend if someone has a, I call it a SAD diet because that's our standard American diet, I'll typically recommend they get a really good multivitamin, typically a good probiotic, and a fish oil. And now it looks like Zuma is going to be carrying all of those, which is so exciting, and also the enzyme. If they are actually eating very healthy, or even if they're not, adding an enzyme in is just something that's so good as far as breaking down the nutrients and things like that. So today I'm just going to provide some information on probiotics, but before we get there, I just want to discuss why your gut is so important and why we really need to pay attention to its subtle or sometimes not so subtle calls for help. So when you think about back, Hippocrates actually said more than 2,000 years ago, and we're just now coming to understand just how right he was, that research over the past two decades has revealed that gut health is just critical to our overall health, and that an unhealthy gut contributes to so many diseases. And people don't realize that having an unhealthy gut, you know, contributes to diseases like diabetes, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis, even autism. And I'm going to kind of touch on several of these. And when you're looking at the actual gut flora, you have two components to it. You've got the intestinal microbiome or microbiome, or basically the gut barrier. So tonight, I'm actually going to focus more on the flora, not on the gut barrier, although they're both very, very important. That might be a topic for a different day. So when you think of the flora, I always say, think of flowers. And when you think of flowers, you want to think of like a healthy garden. So every time you think of the garden, you want to have a healthy garden that needs healthy soil. So this is just amazing that our gut is home to approximately, I think it's 100 trillion microorganisms. Now, that's a huge number. So we can't really comprehend it, how many that actually is, until I saw a great analogy. And this analogy said, you know, if you picture in your mind $1 trillion bills and you lay them all the way out from the earth to the sun and back, that's basically 1 trillion. You would have to do that 100 times to really get an idea of how many, you know, 100 trillion microorganisms actually are that reside just in our gut. And the human gut contains 10 times more bacteria than all the human cells in the entire body.
Hey, Ken, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I had to get off my – we're having some storms here in Atlanta, so I don't know, that somehow it affects T-Mobile, and the phone just completely went out, so I had to get on a landline. But you can hear me fine.
Man, we can hear you 10 times better now.
Yay, that's awesome. Okay,
I feel like I'm
guys.
One of those old Verizon commercials. Can you hear me now? We can absolutely
that's what
hear you now.
Yeah, I'm just like, what was the point of that? And good thing I didn't talk for that amount of time, because that would have been really sad if I'd actually talked all that time. So basically what I was talking about is, you know, looking out for, you know, looking at the gut and just getting a perception of how important the microorganisms are in the gut and how many we have. And, you know, we just begin to understand, like, the extent of the gut's flora as far as its role in human health and disease. So one of the things that we look at is people don't realize that 75% of our immune system is actually in our gut. So that's why if I get sick or anything like that, or I'm starting to catch a cold, I will actually take a probiotic and, you know, actually move it up to, like, instead of one a day, I'll move it up to four a day. And then I'll start taking some like 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, which sounds like a lot, but it's actually not when you're fighting off a cold. And it's just amazing how the body's resistance builds up so quickly when you do something like that. Now, I always have to say that if there's something that's wrong with your gut, then there's certain things that, you know, you want to watch out for. If you're having severe pain or pain lasting more than 3 days, you know, or associated with some type of trauma, or if your pain is accompanied by pressure in your chest, if you have nausea or vomiting, any of those things, you know, when you're really sick, obviously it's time to see your medical doctor. And you could take, you know, a whole bottle of probiotics and everything, it really wouldn't help at that point. It would help afterwards. So it's one of those things that we want to be aware of how our stomachs work and how our GI works. And, you know, it's just one of those things of not realizing that there's an issue going on, but your body is telling you. So if you imagine your body is a car and your gut is the engine, and in your car, if your check engine light comes on, you would check your car out very quickly. You would go and say, wow, what's wrong with this, and get a mechanic to work on it. Well, our gut doesn't have a light that goes off, but we have certain signs that we need to look for, and we can see that something's out of balance. So the first one I was going to address is kind of funny, but not really, depends on who it is gas and bloating. So while it's normal to produce a small amount of gas when you eat, but certain foods like, well, let's say Brussels sprouts, if you eat those, sometimes you're going to get more with the cruciferous vegetables. That's, you know, pretty normal, but it's not normal when someone like eats something and they swell up with so much gas and they feel bloated after they've eaten a normal meal. This could indicate that you have some intestinal flora issues. And sometimes we just ignore this because we think that's normal. And it's kind of like headaches. People come in and they go, oh, I have headaches weekly. They think this is normal, even though others may only have a headache once a year. So it's what you allow yourself to get used to. And with our digestive system, we get used to how our bodies are responding to certain things, and we accept that as a normal, a normal day, when really there's something else going on underneath the surface that we're just not in tune with. So it's the same thing with our gut. Some people just don't realize that excess gas and bloating is because their gut flora has been out of balance for a long time, and they just adapted to dealing with gas and bloating, and they consider that that's the norm for them. And the problem is, when this goes on and the gut bacteria stays out of balance for a long time, you can develop a medical problem called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO. And that means that the good bacteria that would normally be, you know, consume the gas in your gut is overtaken by this bad bacteria, and they're basically having a party in your gut. They're multiplying, and it'll produce copious amounts of gas. And that's one of the things that have other symptoms. I have someone that came in today with that exact problem, and it's just not just gas. They're having abdominal pain. They're having diarrhea. They're having constipation. They're having all of these issues, and it's really because they've allowed their gut to get out of balance to that point. So when you can, and the, just heads up, if you're trying to get SIBO checked, the best way to do it is through a breath test. And it's a couple-hour test that you can do and actually find out if your small intestine is producing that. So, you know, seeing the SIBO patients in my office, I also look at their diet, and I'm going, well, what are they doing? Sometimes they're eating highly refined carbs like flour, a lot of flour. People eat lots of sugar. They drink excessive amounts of alcohol sometimes. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be excessive. It could just be every single day they're having it. So the pH of the gut gets altered, and it just becomes a perfect host for bad bacteria. So the first thing I recommend is for patients, you know, cut out the foods, cut out these things from your diet, and add in a high-quality probiotic along with an antibacterial protocol. And then once your body is healed, you can slowly add these things back in limited quantities and to prevent the reoccurrence of SIBO. But sometimes SIBO can be just very debilitating, and you will need to ask, you know, you might have to seek medical care, especially if you're having pain, you know, diarrhea and digestive disturbances. But it's so, if you can catch things before they get to an extreme, if you're able to head it off at the pass, you basically can prevent things instead of waiting until it becomes, something very acute. Along that line, same thing with diarrhea and constipation. If you're not having normal bowel movements on a daily basis, this could be a good sign that your intestinal flora is just not balanced. And, you know, people have occasional bouts of diarrhea and constipation. That's nothing to be concerned about. You may have just eaten something bad, or you've swallowed something, bad pool water. It could be a temporary problem. But if you're experiencing symptoms more than a few times a month, you know, it's very important that you get attention and pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you and become proactive with your digestive system. I used to help truck drivers. I was trying to set up these offices with chiropractors all the way across the United States on Highway 40, and we developed something called driver body fuel. And I had one of the truck drivers came to my clinic, and I'm looking at him, and he's like showing me this scar that he has all the way from his sternum, his rib cage, all the way down to where his pelvic area started. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, what happened to you? And he actually had held in his feces from one stop to another stop. He would not stop to go to the bathroom, and eventually he ended up with such a horrible bacterial infection that they had to do surgery to remove part of his intestines, because he definitely was not paying attention to his digestive system. Not that that's going to happen to anyone on the call, but it's just something that he didn't know any better. And a lot of times people perish for lack of knowledge, and he just didn't realize how important it was to make sure his digestive system was working. The other thing, and I know you guys have heard of this, with antibiotics, and this is something that, you know, unhappy flora will just really raise its head after a round of antibiotics. So they're great when you actually need them. Unfortunately, even according to the CDC, they've just been overprescribed, and now we're dealing with superbugs that are immune to the effects of antibiotic therapy. Their abuse, I don't say abuse, but the overuse of them has led to many digestive problems. We have, you know, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, acid reflux, IBS, all these things. Somehow, if you're overusing a certain medication over and over and over again, you know, that's bad. Now, I'm not anti-antibiotic. I actually went hiking down Stone Mountain the other day, and my toe hit the top of my shoe, and my poor toe, when I got home that night, it was okay, but the next day it was screaming at me, and it felt like needles were in it, and I'm like, what the heck's happening? And I had not even taken an antibiotic, I say, in 20 years. I went through 2 years of chemo like 15 years ago, but just did not take antibiotics. I didn't have to at that time, and I realized that I've got to do something. So I texted my friend who's a medical doctor, and he immediately called in an antibiotic. Took the antibiotic. The next day, the toe is completely, you know, cleared up. So I am pro antibiotics if they're used at a certain point when you actually need them and they're not abused. But unfortunately, they've been so abused that our digestive system is kind of reaping what we've sown in there, which is the overuse of a medication. It's only good when it's good, but not when it's not, it shouldn't be. So it's always good if you do take an antibiotic to take, it's imperative that you got to take a high quality probiotic right after the round of antibiotics. Now, some people say take it when you're on antibiotics. I mean, you can do that. Antibiotics are going to wipe it out typically, but it's whatever you like to do. It works either way, but just as long as you definitely follow up with it afterwards. And if you're a woman, another sign your gut flora is out is that you'll notice that you constantly suffer from recurrent vaginal infections, especially if you notice them after taking antibiotics. So you should always follow up with your gynecologist to rule out any other infection, but you got to look into, okay, if these things are happening over and over again, what's going on? So you want to look at your diet. Again, adding a good probiotic is very helpful in that situation. And another thing that people do not realize, and I don't know, I've had a situation dealing with someone with mental illness for a long time, and they passed away. But this person had such an issue with gut health. It would be like the gut would swell, the gut would go back down, the gut would swell. Well, the psychiatrist, you know, put them on psychotropic medication, which is going to obviously help with the symptoms, supposedly. And the problem is, I really honestly feel if I knew what I knew now, I would have definitely addressed the situation so differently, because the gut is your second brain. 80% or up to 90% of your serotonin, which is your happy neurotransmitter, is made in your gut. So when you're not feeling well emotionally, you should seek, obviously, professional help. But remember, your gut is so important when it comes to your mood and your temperament. So yeah, I've seen many patients who just change to a healthy diet. They eliminate sodas, which have, like, so much sugar, they add their X2O, and they use products to restore their gut health, and they become less depressed. So the problem is twofold. They're moving in a positive direction, and I know that helps with depression, and they're also becoming hydrated, they're eliminating bad foods, they're making good choices, and they're taking care of their digestive system. So again, that's where a good probiotic can come in and help with overall health. It is not to replace any medication prescribed by your doctor. If you're on a medication, obviously stay on the medication. It is an adjunct to that, and it's just going to help keep the flora balanced in the body. And the other, you know, the last thing, you know, is hormones. People don't realize that hormones are, you know, can even be affected by having imbalances. Women notice their PMS symptoms improve as their diet and gut health improves. Men notice an increase in sex drive, though now I'm thinking about this, it's probably because the women's PMS went away. I don't know. Maybe not so much with probiotics, but they have been shown that it all starts with the gut health. If your gut is healthy, everything else kind of falls into place. So we want to look at, you know, how to improve gut health. And there's a lot of foods out there on the market. Some people come to me, I do food sensitivity testing. I find out, wow, you know, you're sensitive to milk or casein in the milk or lactose, so it's hard for you to break that down. But if people can tolerate certain foods, there are foods that have prebiotics, which, Ken, I'll let you talk about in just a few minutes. But yogurt, kefir, kimchi, sauerkraut, you know, raw milk, raw cheeses, kabuka tea, they are fermented foods. And you can get these at an Asian market or at a natural food store. They're just very beneficial for the gut flora. And, you know, just also eating fiber. You've got to have foods that have fiber, and you need them every single day. So high-fiber foods include berries, nuts, greens, sweet potatoes, yams. And if you have any intestinal pathogens, because sometimes we'll have 70% of the population have something called H. pylori. H. pylori resides in our gut. Typically, it's not causing any problems, but if it does, it will cause, it's linked to ulcers. So it's another thing to pay attention to after you eat, you know, just paying attention to how is your body digesting food. And they've also found, like I was talking about SIBO before, the SIBO, is actually also linked to stress. And, you know, taking steps for stress management is so important. And I know I did a talk on stress management a couple of months ago, and I keep these on my website at theoliveleaf.com just so people can go back and listen to them. And they're also in the back office. So just tips on taking care of yourself and reducing stress is very, very important for gut health. And then, again, last but not least, is taking a good high-quality probiotic. And that's exactly what you did. You're finally in the process of creating something that has been missing from the Zuma's like arsenal of wonderful products. They've needed a probiotic all along, and I'm just so excited that they're coming up with this specific product. It's got a great combination. And anytime, and I actually kind of gave information on how to develop the probiotic, and the one thing I said is make sure it's a broad-spectrum probiotic. You don't want too much flora on one side versus the other. You want it to be well-rounded, and Zuma has done a great job of doing this. If I were treating yeast, I would use a specific strain like Saccharomyces boulardii. That would be specific for one thing. But your probiotic has such a good varied amount of prebiotic as well as probiotic. And I wanted to just touch on about three or four things in the actual probiotic that people may not realize it can help with. The Lactobacillus acidophilus actually can help produce vitamin K. It helps produce lactase, and that's the enzyme that breaks down lactose. It helps your body absorb nutrients, and that's so important. And it's just one of those things, and that's just one component of it. You've got the Bifidobacterium lactis, and that actually has been shown to fight tumor growth. It improves digestion. It's shown to lower cholesterol. Again, it helps with absorption of minerals and vitamins. And it's just one of those things where you're just adding something to a full spectrum that's needed. And each one of these, I know there's eight. I won't go into every one of them because you'll be able to read that when you get the information. But even the Bifidobacterium longum inhibits the growth of harmful bacteria, but it also boosts the immune system. And that's why I was talking about taking more sometimes when you're going through an immune compromised situation. And it's just exciting. I mean, I'm excited that you guys have got this on board. I think it's going to be great for people to add this into their foundation products. I know that I'm a minimalist when it comes to supplements. I like to keep it very mainstream and specific. People come to me with, 40 different supplements, and I'm like, okay, we need to narrow this down and get it down to supplements are basically there to supplement a healthy diet. So we want to focus on diet first, focus on hydration with X2O, add the probiotic in because that's a foundational product, and the enzyme, breaking down the foods that you are eating that are really healthy. It's just a wonderful thing. And I'm sorry I talked so fast because I knew I ran out of time, but I wanted to just, Ken, if you have any insight into the specific, more specifics, that would be great. You could add on.
Yeah, Dr. Melissa, I appreciate it. And you're right. We've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. But I think the general gist for those of you listening in tonight is let's stop and think about it from a real-world perspective. Think about it. Maybe outside of yourself, although I want you to include yourself as I'm asking these questions, think about yourself or the people you know around you, maybe your children, the closest family members, your spouse. How many people do you know that have digestive problems, whether that's, as Dr. Melissa was saying, problems with things like constipation or diarrhea? I mean, that's sadly all too common. How many people do you know that have, a lot of issues with allergies or they have challenges with certain kinds of foods? Again, think about the numbers of people that go and eat a meal, like Dr. Melissa was saying, who get, bloated and gassy, and they just don't feel good after a certain meal. Think about this. Think about the number of people who are prescribed antibiotics each and every day in our country. Think about the numbers of people who are constantly on and off antibiotics because they're constantly battling some kind of a challenge that requires them to go to the doctor and get a prescription for antibiotics. And I love what Dr. Melissa was saying here. I mean, she's talking about this over-prescription of antibiotics, which is a big problem. And it's one of the reasons why so many people forget all the other things we talked about. Just the over-prescription of antibiotics alone is one of the biggest reasons why so many people in our country today have this imbalance in their intestinal system. And I love, Dr. Melissa, you brought up that, you know, it's like your second brain in your digestive system. That's one of the things that a lot of people don't know and is certainly well overlooked in modern medicine and modern medical industries. It's so important to have this proper elimination and digestion. I mean, let's put it like it is. It's very simple. What goes in your body needs to come out, and it doesn't need to be hanging around all too long. I mean, your story, Dr. Melissa, about the truck driver is a prime example of that. But yet, how many people do we know? Maybe even some of you on this line today, if you're not yet at that level of health that you want to be at, how many people will go days before they have elimination?
And Kim, I want to interject here. I actually listened to a gastroenterologist several months ago, and he's a holistic-minded GI doctor. But, boy, he was talking in the medical community, if you can go up to 18 to 21 days, and they still won't consider it a bad thing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is not good. But to us, we want to see, you know, regular bowel movements, because you're right, you're holding in toxins. You're not eliminating. It's showing there's something stuck in the system. And a really good probiotic will fix that really quickly. You'll definitely become more regular, which is an awesome thing.
It really is. And sadly, for people who aren't used to that experience, it becomes a very, very big difference in their life and their day-to-day way and how they feel. So if you're listening into this call tonight and you're thinking to yourself, you know, this sounds great. I've never tried a probiotic before. I've never really looked into it, or maybe I've heard a little bit about it. I know those Activia commercials have been great for kind of getting people to understand that there's something that, you know, would help probiotic-wise with gut health. And by the way, guys, that's a very weak attempt at helping your body, but it's certainly
like
a start, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we only absorb about 15% of that as far as from a good probiotic from like the – I mean, they're using it as a marketing ploy, but, I mean, it's better than not, but it's really – and then if you think about it, with the sugar that's in there, it's not a good combination, actually.
Yeah, it's almost like one cancels out the other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So for those of you listening inside, if you think about it, I mean, when it comes to digestive health, it is a major problem. And one of the things that Dr. Melissa points out that I want to reiterate here is the immune system. So much of your immune system is located in your gut that is it any wonder if so many people are walking around with an imbalance of flora in that part of their body, if they're not eliminating on a regular basis, is it any wonder why so many people have so many challenges with immune-related problems? I mean, when you start to understand these pieces of the puzzle, it all starts to make sense. So if we think about it, if we can get that balance back into our gut and our intestine area, if we can introduce probiotics that are designed to be really high quality, that are designed to make a difference when used on a regular basis, we can start to allow the body to correct a lot of things that maybe have been out of balance for far too long. You know, I'm going to just put a quick plug in here. And Dr. Melissa, I agree with you, by the way, that when it comes to, you know, if you're in need of something like an antibiotic because of an immediate need, you know, for your personal health, I wouldn't hesitate to take one. So I'm not going to vilify antibiotics on this call, but I will remind those of you who are in Zuma to remember that one of the other things that we do have as part of the Zuma line that can certainly help with antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial kind of issues without any negative effects to the good flora located in your gut is a product that we call Silvermax. So don't forget that you can use Silvermax as a liquid or as a topical to address things that sometimes you might reach for an antibiotic with. So while there's certainly times and places for one or the other, don't forget that that's one of the advantages of the Silvermax is you can utilize that as a tool to be able to help support the immune system in the body, but at the same time not destroy the good flora and good bacteria found in your intestinal system. One of the things that Dr. Melissa alluded to that I'll just jump in and expound on just a touch here is the new probiotic formula that Zuma is going to be releasing here very soon also contains a prebiotic. Now, prebiotic are specialized fibers that are designed to basically fertilize the good bacteria in your gut. So knowing that we want more of the good bacteria because, again, unfortunately, modern-day diets and lifestyles really destroy a lot of those good bacteria and flora. The prebiotic that's also going to be found inside the Zuma probiotic formula is going to be like that fertilizer. It's going to not only support the performance of the probiotic itself, it's also going to promote that healthy flora and bacteria growth within your own body. So it's a very strategically built formula to really deliver some serious results for people. And I love what you said earlier, Dr. Melissa, you're talking about, you know, when people have never experienced a probiotic, they've never had one before, they're often amazed how quickly and how noticeably different they start to feel. I'm sure you've seen that in your practice.
Yes, people get used to feeling a certain way, and then you give them something like a probiotic and or the X2O. I mean, even that, I mean, that's so amazing. It's water, it's mineralized, it's alkalizing the body. And if they are not used to that, it changes their whole life. It's kind of like, my goodness, they were missing, but they didn't know they were missing. And that's the same thing with a probiotic. They may have got used to how their digestive system works, and that's considered normal. But when they take a probiotic, they're like, wow, you know, this has totally changed the way I'm eliminating and the way my stomach is feeling. It's amazing.
It really is. And so one of the things that you mentioned earlier too, Dr. Melissa, and I'm also in alignment with you on this, is, you know, the idea of, okay, I take 40 different supplements a day, so therefore I must be healthier than the person who takes 10 a day. Not always the smartest direction. And one of the things that I'm really proud about for Zuma's new probiotic formula is this is a once a day, one capsule a day formula. So for those of you listening in tonight, I want you to know that this is not going to add two or three or four more capsules to your daily regimen. It's basically one capsule a day. Now, will you experience results overnight? Maybe, but more than likely you're going to want to give your body at least a few days, maybe a week, to really start to utilize a probiotic formula like this with a one capsule a day dosage. But I can tell you, once you start to experience the difference, like Dr. Melissa is saying, you'll probably wonder how you ever lived without it. So it's one of those products that if you've never tried it, I encourage you, when Zuma releases this new probiotic, give it a try. See what it'll do for you personally. If you have tried one, or you're maybe even currently using one from a different company, I'll encourage you to take a test drive with Zuma's probiotic. We've spent a lot of time, energy, and effort and money making sure that the formula was developed in such a way where it would be a real performer for a various group and diversity of the population, because we know that when we meet people, and Melissa, you're a prime example of this, you meet people every day who come in at different levels of health. Some are health conscious, some are not, some are in a great position with their personal health, some are really in rough shape. But again, you've got to have a supplement built to kind of be able to work for the masses. And so we've taken this multifaceted approach with the probiotic formula that you're going to be able to get from Zuma Worldwide. Did you have any other thoughts or comments you wanted to share on that, Melissa?
Yes, I just think that, like you said, you do have to give supplements in general a little time. It's not like a quick fix. The body's taken a while to get to that point, so it does take a little time for it to get everything to get reestablished. And so it's something that you can try. If you've been on a probiotic, I have seen amazing things just from, someone being on the wrong, probiotic, and then they come in because, unfortunately, like we know, a lot of times in health food stores, things aren't as regulated at all. So you end up with fillers a lot of times. So knowing the actual components of your probiotic, of Zuma's probiotic, and knowing how effective that it is and how you guys are so focused on making sure all your products are, high quality, and it's just that's the best thing, though. It's just reassuring that you're taking something very good is just wonderful. So that's great.
I appreciate you saying that. And guys, one of the things I'll tell you is that, when we were building our probiotic formula, and again, this is not meant to be a commercial for it, but I do want to give you guys a little bit extra information since this focused call is on this topic. Understand that when we build a product, we build it for multiple reasons. We build it to help people, of course, improve their health. We also build it in a way that it's done responsibly, where we're using clinically researched nutrients and ingredients, and whenever possible, using clinically meaningful dosages of those nutrients to make sure that when somebody uses a supplement from Zuma Worldwide, it isn't just something that sounded great in the brochure on the label, but it actually delivers results. It's why we have such a high reorder rate from so many people who try our products. I can assure you the Zuma probiotic formula is going to fall right into that category. But one of the things I'll also tell you about is if you start to compare when you get the product in your hands to some of the things that are out there in the marketplace today, you'll be very, very proud and excited about what you're holding in your hands from Zuma Worldwide. In fact, we actually are very excited on this side at Zuma Corporate because we know it's out on the marketplace. Why? Because we researched intensively what is out on the market. What are the things that people are seeing, you know, magazine ads for and television commercials for? And what are those products really delivering? It's really sad how weak and how ineffective some of those products are in the marketplace, but yet the ads and the marketing behind them make them sound like they are the best things since sliced bread. I can assure you what you're going to be delivered from Zuma Worldwide will far surpass any of those things that you've seen advertised in the marketplace from the probiotic standpoint. And as you can always expect from Zuma Worldwide, it'll be priced fairly and affordably. So I am so excited to be able to know that this is such an important product for today's world. And one that quite honestly has not been in Zuma's line ever. It'll be the first time we've ever had anything with a that's a probiotic. We obviously, as those of you who are very knowledgeable on Zuma's line, know we have a little bit of a probiotic component to our Berry Balance formula, but it's certainly not a probiotic formula like this. So I'm going to encourage everybody listening to this call tonight, if you, again, have not yet tried a probiotic, this is absolutely going to be your opportunity to see what kind of a change it'll make for you. And again, if you are currently using something, I'm going to encourage you for 30 days to stop using whatever you're using and try Zuma's product. I think you'll find it's not only fantastic in the way it's going to work for you, you'll probably have a hard time going back to whatever you were using before. Guys, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight, and also thank you for being part of the Zuma family. And I want you to keep your eyes peeled on your Zuma email here as we get towards the end of the month for more announcements about this brand new product. And in the meantime, guys, just get excited and fired up. You guys are going to have a new product in your line and something that, quite honestly, when you share it with others, even if they're maybe not quite as open-minded yet to health and wellness supplements like you are, you'll probably be pleasantly surprised how many people are going to come back to you after trying this product and say, wow, what a difference that made. How do I get more? It'll be a great opportunity for you to start to help some people in their health and also give them a great opportunity to be introduced to Zuma Worldwide and so many of the other products that can make a difference in their life and their family's life. So again, I want to thank you for being on this live call. Remember, this is a recording. You can access this and many others to the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website. Just log in. And again, this call should be available within roughly 48 hours from today. So again, folks, until next time, until we do another health and wellness call, I encourage you to have a great rest of the week. And I encourage you to be on again 2 weeks from today when we have another great health education call coming your way. Thanks for being on, everybody. Have a great rest of the night. Bye-bye.